Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can buy Wait Wait swag, find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or download the Wait Wait podcast for your MP3 player or computer. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Brian Ray from Grapevine, Texas.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great.
That's glad. What do you do there in Grapevine?
I teach middle school art over at Polk Middle School in Carrollton.
Oh, really? What kind of art are middle school students doing?
A lot of still lives and simple drawings, stuff
really?
Like that. Yeah.
Pretty much, in my experience, middle school art was drawing names of bands on your notebook. That was it. Brian, welcome to our show. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle will now read you three quotes from the week's news. If you correctly identify or explain two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Sure.
All right. Here is your first quote.
I figured out how to put it on vibrate. She helped me put it on vibrate.
That was a man explaining why he'd never again have to interrupt a campaign speech to take a phone call from his wife, who?
That was Rudy Giuliani.
It was. 2 weeks ago, Rudy stunned members of the National Rifle Association when, in the midst of delivering a huge policy speech to them, he stopped to answer his cell phone, and he told his wife he loved her. Turns out Rudy has answered his phone mid-speech or mid-appearance over 40 times in the campaign trail. Once meeting with a group of donors who had paid more than $1,000 a person to meet him, his phone rang. He said, hang on, I just got to get this. He left, never came back. True story. He's been driving staff members and donors crazy. And presumably, he has also managed to keep his wife, Judy, from flying into a murderous rage. But this week, which I guess, you know, is what he needed to do, this week, Rudy told Fox News that his wife had taught him finally how to place his phone in vibrate mode. Rudy also told Fox that he has now asked his wife to call him every 30 seconds.
Well, I think that's good to know that we have the chance at electing a president who can't figure out how to put a phone on vibrate.
He has people for that.
Right.
I'm just imagining, he's delivering one of his, red blood, red meat, stem winder speeches, and I know more about terrorism than any other candidate. Brian, here's your next quote.
Why would he want to run for president when he can be a demigod? He now towers over all of us because he's pure.
That was Democratic Congressman Rahm Emanuel saying that a certain big prize winner, pure of heart and conscience, no longer has any need to be merely president. Who?
Is that Al Gore?
It is Al Gore. Very good. Will he or won't he? That, of course, the big question on Democratic pundits' minds this week, as Al Gore weighed whether or not he'd take his Nobel, his Oscar, his Emmy, his best penmanship awards, and throw himself into the presidential race. But he has said he will not run for president, despite urgings from friends, former colleagues. Instead, he said he is going to spend his time focusing on winning the Pritzker Prize for Architecture, NASCAR's Nextel Cup, and, of course, Playmate of the Year. All right. Here, sir, is your last quote.
When it comes to the nation's finances, Kathleen Casey Kirschling is public enemy number one.
That was Dana Milbank in the Washington Post describing, with perhaps some hyperbole, a retired school teacher from Maryland. She, this week, became the first baby boomer to do what?
She was the first baby boomer to file for Social Security.
You are so correct. Exactly right. Kathleen Casey Kirschling was born shortly after midnight, January 1st, 1946, the baby boom era, making her the first of 80 million baby boomers to march through life's big events. She had the first baby boomer Sweet 16 party. She was the first baby boomer to legally drink. She was the first baby boomer to get all depressed when she turned 40. And now she's the first baby boomer to apply for retirement benefits. To celebrate her latest rite of passage, the Social Security Administration threw a party at a news conference. They wanted to assure the American public that they were prepared for the 80 million other baby boomers coming up behind her. There was no reason to, quote, panic. However, they did recommend that retiring boomers, quote, try to acquire a taste for cat food. Carl, how did Brian do in our quiz?
Brian had three correct answers, Peter. So, Brian, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done, sir.
Thanks. Actually, this is great because my wife and I are expecting our first baby in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So instead of lullabies, we'll just play them Carl's voice on our...
No, that could work because he has this natural authority. He can say like, this is Carl Castle saying go to sleep. Thank you so much for playing.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Bye.